If I ask you to name at least 5 of your listeners, would you be able to do that? 90% of podcasters might not know who their listeners are. But I know around 6,000 of them who have listened to my podcast, and I can even talk to them whenever I want. That is the power of building an email list. In this episode, I won't be talking about how to build an email list, but I'll give you some ideas for the core of building an email list. And what is it? They are called lead magnets. You're listening to the Podcasting University, a weekly podcast where I share simple, practical, and implementable podcasting tips to grow and monetize your podcast. After listening to the episode, head over to thepodcastinguniversity.com for all the show notes and the recommended resources for podcasting. And if you're new to podcasting and want to get started with your own podcast, then you can join my free course on how to start a podcast at thepodcastinguniversity.com/free-guide. And if you already have a podcasting idea and you want to validate it, then you can book a free discovery call with me, a 30-minute discovery call, where you can discuss the idea with me and we can together validate if the idea is a feasible one or not. Book the free discovery call at thepodcastinguniversity.com/bookings. Now, let's get on to today's episode. Hello and welcome to episode number 141 of the Podcasting University. This is Dilip, your host. And this episode is a very important episode if you're somebody who's focused on monetizing your podcast, because the basic of monetizing your podcast is list building. And that is what we are going to discuss in today's episode. So if you know anything about list building, then you would obviously know the importance of a lead magnet. In fact, a lead magnet is basically a freebie that you can use to get your listeners to sign up to your list. How the process flow works basically is that first you give your listeners a link to sign up to receive the freebie. Then your listener signs up to the list using their name and their email address. And finally, an automated email delivers the freebie to the listeners. So if you look at the overall flow, you will realize that there are two other very important pieces in this puzzle in addition to the lead magnet. And what are they? They are, number one, an opt-in form or a page where the listener can sign up by entering their email address. I recommend using Thrive Leads or Opt-in Monster in order to build an opt-in form. And that is if you already have a website for your podcast. I'll leave a link to these products in the show notes. You can go ahead and check them out in the show notes. And number two, an email delivery service, which is also called as an autoresponder. Now, this service is what will automatically deliver the freebie to your listener. And it'll also help you with regularly engaging and interacting with your listeners. I would recommend Aweber or ConvertKit, both of which are equally good. Aweber is a little easy to use in comparison to that of ConvertKit, but it is entirely your choice. And if you don't have a website, then you can use your autoresponder to create an opt-in form. All of this is something that I'll discuss in another episode, not in this episode. Or you can even subscribe to my YouTube channel where I show practical videos on how to get this done. So for this episode, we are going to be looking at 10 lead magnet ideas that you can use for building your email list. But before we look at these ideas, there are a few things that you might want to keep in mind when you're putting together a lead magnet. And this is so that your lead magnet is effective. Now, what are they? Number one, your lead magnet should be valuable enough for the listener to give out their email address. Number two, it should be easy to create for you and it should be easy to consume for your listeners. And number three, it should relate to the content that your listener is consuming, which is when the conversions will be the best. Now, with that out of the way, let us look at the lead magnet ideas. But before that, I have a quick message for you. I used to struggle with recording interviews and video episodes. So much of tech and so much of overwhelm that I would usually keep pushing things off every week. That's when I came across Zencastr. Zencastr is super easy to use. All you need is a browser and you can start recording video episodes up to 4K, including interviews. Not only that, Zencastr is an all-in-one platform that gives you recording options, post-processing options, hosting, and even monetization options. So why look for anything else when you have Zencastr? Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code TPUDIS and you will get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to to share your story. Now let's continue with today's episode. Number one, exclusive episodes. Now this is a very simple lead magnet to put together. You can offer special episodes that basically aren't available to the general public. Maybe something like deep dives into popular topics, behind the scenes content, or maybe interviews with special guests. These can make your audience feel part of an exclusive club that you're running, and you might be able to get excellent conversions. In fact, this was one of the first lead magnets that I used in my podcast, Affiliate Marketing Simplified, and the conversions were really amazing. Number two, episode transcripts. Now, you can also provide detailed episode transcripts to your audiences. This not only caters to those who prefer reading over listening, but also makes your content accessible to a broader audience, like people who have hearing impairments. I've tried this and it works really well. There are a lot of people who prefer downloading a transcript while they are listening to a podcast. So this is again a very easy lead magnet to put together. You can use one of those transcription softwares out there like that of Descript, or maybe even if you have a Microsoft 365 account, you can even use the Microsoft Word online version to get transcripts for your episode. Number three, episode guides or summaries. Now, you can create concise, actionable summaries of your episodes that includes key takeaways, maybe additional resources and related links. These can be a quick reference for your listeners who want to revisit the highlights without re-listening to the entire episode. Now, another thing that I've tried and have seen converting extremely well is an extended version of a particular podcast episode. Now, how this works is you create an episode which requires actionable tips or guidelines, and then offer those actionable tips and guidelines as an extended document to your subscribers, which means people who subscribe to your email list will be sent out these actionable tips and guidelines. You can see this in work at my website, dkspeaks.com. I'll leave a link in the show notes. You can go ahead and check it out. You'll be able to see how this works. Number four, checklists or action plans. Now, based on the advice or the tips that you're sharing in your episodes, you might be able to offer practical checklists or action plans. And this can also be used very well in interview podcasts where you're interviewing a guest who offers a lot of tips and advices in the episode. Now, for example, if you're running a podcast on health and fitness, you might be able to offer a workout checklist or maybe a meal prep action plan. These are excellent lead magnets that convert really well. Number five, ebooks or white papers. This is again a very easy lead magnet to put together. If you can compile your podcast content into an ebook or maybe a white paper, especially if your episodes follow a thematic series, then this kind of a lead magnet is pretty easy. This can provide a lot of value by organizing your content into an easy to digest format. You might want to go ahead and check that out. Number six, exclusive interviews or QA sessions. You might be able to offer recordings or transcripts of exclusive interviews with experts, or if you are running Q&A sessions with your listeners, if you are taking listener questions and answering them, you can use these episodes as an exclusive offering for your subscribers. Now, this content can provide additional value and insights to your subscribers, so you might be able to see good conversions with these kind of lead magnets. Number seven, early access or previews. Now, this is something that a lot of the successful podcasters out there do. You can give your email subscribers early access to upcoming episodes, maybe one day in advance, or you might be able to offer them exclusive previews of your future content, maybe something that you're planning to release, maybe in about a month or so. You'll be able to offer these exclusive previews to the subscribers who subscribe to your email list. This helps in creating a lot of anticipation and gives them a reason to stay subscribed to your podcast. Number eight, access to a private community. Now, this is another good way of building a community. You can create a private group or maybe a forum where all of your subscribers can discuss different episodes, share insights, and they can connect with each other. This helps foster a sense of community and belonging, and it can also help with engaging with your audience. So that way, it'll be a two-way interaction and you will get a lot of feedback and information that you can then use for your future episodes. Number nine is templates or tools. You can share useful templates, tools, or resources that complement your podcast topic. For example, if your podcast is about productivity, you can offer maybe a time management template or a goal setting worksheet or maybe a Notion template. So these are all things that you can offer your listeners in exchange for their email address, and all of these are extremely valuable and you'll be able to find a lot of good conversions coming in. 10th and the last one is audio courses or workshops. Now this is going to be a little difficult. This is slightly difficult when it comes to creating this course. You might want to develop a short audio course or a workshop series that goes a little deeper into the subjects that you've covered in your podcast and then offer them in exchange for email addresses. This can be an excellent way to provide additional education and value to your audience, and you might be able to see excellent conversions coming in, but the effort in creating them is slightly higher in comparison to all of the other templates that I spoke about. Remember that the key to a successful lead magnet is its relevancy with your pitch and the value that it offers. You can choose ideas that resonates with your podcast's theme and audience interests. That is when you'll be able to get better conversions. And if you're pitching a different lead magnet in different episodes, then I would recommend that you use one that goes along with the topic of that particular episode rather than pitching a general lead magnet. Make sure to communicate clearly the benefit of subscribing and what your audience will gain in exchange for their email address. That's how you'll be able to get better conversions from your lead magnets. That is all that I have for this episode. I hope you enjoyed the information that I shared today. If you did, then you might want to consider subscribing to the podcast on whatever channel you're listening to. The Podcasting University is available on pretty much all podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, JioSaavn, Gaana, and Amazon Prime Music. You can pick any of these and give it a listen in there. My favorite podcast listening platform is Good Pods. If you too love listening to podcasts on Good Pods, then you'll be able to find the Podcasting University there too. So in whatever platform you're listening to the show on, please take a few minutes out and rate and review this show, because that way it helps in the overall ranking of the show on those platforms. That is all that I have for this episode. You can visit thepodcastinguniversity.com/141 for all the show notes, the links that I spoke about, and a detailed transcript for this particular episode. If you have any questions, you can drop them in the comments there and I will respond to all of that, or you can even use the contact us button there. So that's it for this episode. I'll be back again next week with another interesting discussion around podcasting. Until then, keep listening to the Podcasting University. This is goodbye from Dilip.